Hey there. I thought that for my first recording, I'd get my feet wet a little bit with the little audio questionnaire of slumber. I apologize in advance if you hear any weird background noises or pops or whatnot. It's starting to get dark here, and of course, people who didn't pop all of the fireworks that they had from yesterday are gonna finish them off. I've been doing it all day. But anyway, first question, how many pillows do you sleep with and how do you arrange them? I have two pillows on my bed that I usually sleep with, and I kind of overlap them a bit, not so much that they're stacked right on top of each other, just kind of, I guess, overlapping in the middle so that my head's elevated, but not too much. And each pillow is actually two regular pillows that are just gotten super flat over the years, and I just have them in the same pillowcase, so it's technically four pillows, but it's in two pillowcases. When sleeping with someone, are you more of a cuddler or do you prefer your own space? I prefer to cuddle if I'm sleeping, doing anything really. I love to cuddle. It doesn't matter. Yeah, I'm a cuddler. Any season, don't care if it's winter, summer, or whatever. It can be 100 degrees. I still want to cuddle. when you're cuddling with someone in bed, do you like to wrap your arms and legs around them, or do you prefer to be wrapped up by them? Really, both. I'd say most of the time, I'm usually the one that kind of wraps them up, but I'm all for being wrapped up. It's perfectly fine with me as long as we're cuddling. What is something that you have done to get to sleep that has worked well? Well, if I can't sleep, usually my first of my desperation attempts to go to sleep, if I really, really can't go to sleep after a while, is to masturbate, of course. Sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't. It might make me sleepy, and other times then I'm just laying there like, well, now what? And then if that doesn't work, I'll try, I have an app on my phone called Pizzizz. That's P-Z-I-Z-Z, I believe. And it's like a, almost like a noise machine, kind of, but there's some talking and different stuff in the background, and it's supposed to help you go to sleep. And 9 times out of 10, that works if I use it. I don't use it every night, but if I really can't get to sleep, I will try that, and most of the time it works. I lost my place. What position do you sleep in? I most of the time sleep on my side, usually it's my right side. I don't know why. I guess when I sleep on that side, I'm facing the wall, so I don't, maybe I like that, and it's usually kind of fetal position, like, somewhat kind of curled up. I do sleep on my back sometimes, or on my stomach, or on the other side, but it seems like when I try to fall asleep in one of those other positions, it doesn't usually work, and I wind up going back to my old trusty standby, go on my right side, and then I usually fall asleep. Have you ever listened to recordings and pillow talk to help you fall asleep? Well, I've only found pillow talk a few days ago. I have listened to some before I fell asleep. I didn't fall asleep, but I kind of used them to relax and go to sleep. But I also listened to them during the day, just sometimes when I want to listen to something. Do you sleep with some sort of background noise, such as music or TV? No, I don't. I can find the stuff if I'm tired enough, but usually when I'm ready to go to sleep, I turn the laptop off, because I'm usually on the computer all the time anyway, or TV or whatever else is on, and don't really have anything on. I guess the only background noise would be the air conditioning that comes on and off sometimes, but I kind of don't really notice that anymore. And of course, my noisy neighbors, occasionally I hear them when I'm trying to go to sleep, but I try to ignore them. Do you sleep? Oh, I just did them. Are you a restful sleeper or are you more like a wrecking ball? I can be both. Other people who've slept with me, I think I've gotten better about it over the years, but apparently I used to sleep a little wild. And if they got up and went to the bathroom or came back, apparently I'd starfish all over the bed and take all the covers and whatnot. But I think that I've gotten better. I usually wake up. I might toss and turn sometimes if I really can't sleep or if I have a bad dream. I do wake up sometimes because I'm tossing and turning because I can't get back to sleep. But most of the time, I think I'm pretty much in the same spot or general area. What do you usually think about when you close your eyes to fall asleep? My mind usually starts racing 1,000 miles an hour when I try to fall asleep, which is why I usually can't sleep until I'm exhausted. That's why I stay up so late, because I can't turn my brain off and I start thinking about a million things at once. And I'll replay conversations that I've had with people. I'm too just things I've talked about with them, or if I had an argument with somebody, you know, what they said and what I said and what I should have said, and I wonder what they would have said if I said this, and it just kind of snowballs. And yeah, just think about any and everything, and I can't turn my brain off to go to sleep sometimes, unfortunately. And the last question, unless I've missed any, I don't think I did, but last question is, how often do you need to come before you fall asleep? Not very often. I don't really masturbate that much, to be honest. There are some times where I just am incredibly horny and will masturbate before I go to sleep, but not very often. Sometimes I will. Sometimes I'll masturbate when I'm not even really horny. I'm just trying to get to sleep. but not very often do I need to come before I can fall asleep. But sometimes I do. If I do need to come, sometimes it's I'm sleepy, rare sleepy, but I'm also horny at the same time, and it is kind of a catch 22 because I'm so sleepy that I don't want to do anything about it, but I'm horny, so it kind of is preventing me from falling asleep sometimes. And if I do fall asleep during those phases, or sometimes even when I'm not horny, I'll have, I guess, what the equivalent is to a wet dream, where like I might have sex in the dream or something, and I'll have what I guess would be considered an orgasm, but it's not. It's more like a twitch, and it'll wake me up, but it's not nearly as intense as a actual orgasm, and it's weird and kind of annoying because I wake up and I'm just like, what was that? But that was it. I had to unlock my phone because it went to sleep while I was talking. Hope you guys and girls enjoyed.